The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, already mid-March, 15 July 2019. And down there in God's waiting room, on his southern plantation replete with slaves. How you doing, Steve Elkins?
John, I'm not in God's waiting room. Remember where I am? I'm in Indiana right now.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh well.
I'm checking out where Mike Rivera is going to be moving. Just hanging out here.
You didn't hear what I said, did you? Living on your plantation in Florida with your slaves.
I only have one slave.
Well, that's not what Jeffrey Epstein says.
Oh yeah. Ooh. I'm associated with that guy. Uh oh, you're in trouble now.
Isn't there some well-known song about Indiana going home to Indiana or something like that?
Yeah, Indiana wants me.
Ah.
Indiana wants me.
Okay.
But I can't go back there.
I understand that you had a Remembrance Day.
I did. 14th yesterday. Yeah.
And you're what, 38 now?
I wish. Add 20 more to that.
Well, I'll just prevent you from looking goofy in the future. How's that?
Okay.
Try to hold back the hands of time, because it'll just rip your arms out of the sockets, and then you won't be able to fix your morning coffee.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? I was thinking about this today. I was posting up some stories. Mm-hmm. One, the wonderful Kamala Harris. Now, she seems like a nice enough lady. She's always smiling and seems like she's got a good disposition. And I'm thinking, you know, she might make a good manager of a McDonald's, but as president of the United States?
Yeah.
These people don't seem to understand economics, what drives our system. And it's always, the change comes in a country, well, when they fight and scratch and claw and try to topple the current system. And then people don't have too much, and then they step up to the plate and say, oh, well, you know, we'll provide for you. You know, they taketh away, and then they provide. It's something that evidently the American people have not yet caught on to, because in this government, they got you registered as you're a beneficiary. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's how we can get around that. That's how we can make you a citizen, a corporate citizen, or basically do whatever we want to do. Well, this one is from a few weeks ago, but it's pertinent, and we're all about equality. You know, if you were born black, well, then you ain't equal. If you were born anything than white, you're not equal, and we're predominant, so we've got to be smashed, and the white people got to be done away with, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, take care, biz. Taking aim at the racial wealth gap in the U.S., Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris proposed a $100 billion program to help black families and individuals buy homes. Now, speaking at the Essence Festival in New Orleans on Saturday, I thought we had a hurricane that went through there. Harris said the program would help with down payments and other costs associated with purchasing homes. The program, she estimated, would help 4 million families who live or rent in historically redlined areas, or those where loans are often refused because borrowers are seen as poor financial risk. Kind of like I am, and I'm a white guy. Where my money? Where my down payment for a new home? Where my bomb phone? I want it. I want it now. You hate me. You're a racist. And I'm talking with on a guy in the air. He's got a plantation in the South. He owns slaves. Holy mackerel. How much more ridiculous does this have to get? That's like me calling you a slave owner. Holy mackerel. The program, what? Steve, the program, she says that we must right the wrong and after generation of discrimination give black families a real shot at home ownership. Historically, one of the most powerful drivers of wealth. Well, lo and behold, she recognizes that people can get past the scams and the high fees and the high interest and all that other stuff. And you got the property taxes and then the tax on the taxes connected to the property thereof and heretofore and whereas and what all them damn lawyers have cooked up for the corporation to keep you, my dear friends, on the verge of bankruptcy, starvation, but still... You're in that little hamster cage, aren't you? You're running around on that little wheel. Well, the program, she says, Steve, which would be administered by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, would give grants up to $25,000 to families with incomes of up to $100,000. Hold the phone here. Steve, if you're making $100,000 a year, can't you afford to buy your own home without the government's help?
Well, I would think so, but maybe these people have boats and they have, cruisers and they have nice things, and maybe that's quite costly. But yeah, you would think you could afford a home at $100,000. I would assume so.
And it says or as much as $125,000 in high volume communities, or high income communities. Okay, in high income communities, guess what? You're going to have properties that are valuated above, say, a medium. Income neighborhood. You know, it's what the rest of us live in.
Well, John, did she mention how to pay for all this?
Well, let's see.
That's kind of really important
now,
stuff.
Now, Steve, doggone it, you're not getting...
Am I jumping the gun?
You're not getting down with the flavor of Kamala Harris and what she's desperately trying to do because she's a good woman and she really wants to help people. Unfortunately, Democrats and, well, the Republicans as well, they just smile very meekly and quietly and slither away when they do something that robs the American people. But, you know, these people, they're on a mission to help. Now, come on, we got to get in the spirit of this thing.
Okay. Camilla, what flavor is she anyway? There's a question to that. What flavor is she? John?
She's... Got 10 toes and 10 fingers, eyeballs and 2 ears and a nose and a mouth and other accoutrements there. But other than that, I don't know.
She's light chocolate. I don't know. What flavor is she? I mean, there's question that right now.
Well,
is she really what she is? I don't know.
Well, does that have anything to do with anything? I mean, look at Senator Elizabeth Warren. She looks like a Stay Puft marshmallow that somebody tried to fashion and make one of those little ugly little Cabbage Patch dolls.
I think she looks like Dr. Ruth. Remember Dr. Ruth, the sex doctor? Elizabeth Warren's clone, Dr. Ruth.
Oh, my God. No.
Okay.
Here's the woman that could say anything on TV, as long as she did that with a little twinkle, that little sawed off. As long as she did it with that little twinkle, and it's about the fact that you need enjoyment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As an 80-year-old tell me about sex. That's pretty sad, huh?
Well... I guess, you know, it's too bad this is not the comedy hour because I had about 5 zingers there that I had lined up, but I can't use them. Okay. At any rate. So, you know, this is the idea, you know, that $100,000, $100,000, and your credit sucks. You've got family income of $100,000 and you need help buying a home. Why? because you went out and bought the luxury car and you're still living in a shack. You're going out buying expensive clothes and $300 Nike shoes. Or, you know, what is it? Is it the bling? Is it the gold? Do they still do that? Buy the gold and wear it around, you know, all on the exterior. Look at me. I'm worth something, but it's all an imminent front. So, you know, Steve, which reminds me, I just saw a commercial, and I forget what bank it is for. It's a national bank. That here's this biracial couple struggling in their apartment to buy a house. And here was the person at this banking institution to let them know, you know, if you stop going out to dinner, you can save a little bit more money for the down payment on your mortgage trap for the next 30 years of your life. But I looked at that and I see some guy that I wouldn't ask directions to the corner store, let alone, I mean, people don't get it that they're in their apartment and they're trying to save money and they're going out every night blowing it on restaurants. They didn't get the idea that if they bought groceries like the rest of us do at a store and prepare our meals at home, you could save a lot. I need the freaking bankers to tell me this. Wow. So here comes Camilla. Dear sweet Camilla. And like I said, I think she'd be great at running a fast food restaurant. I could see her running a Chick-fil-A, no problem. But that ain't going to happen. But here we are with another attempt at the government to make people do something that they, of their own volition, if they had an idea that they could do it, it would be done. But no. We got to have the glad-handing, arm-holding. I know you're falling and you can't get up because you don't want to. Not that you can't, because you don't want to. And then we're going to have this wonderful little giveaway to people earning enough money but evidently not budgeting enough, and their credit rating's not so good, and they really just don't know what to do. But we're going to have a $25,000. And who do you, Steve? Who's going to be paying for this, and how much money is the government going to have to borrow, and where the rest of the taxpayers are on the hook for paying that permission fee? Oh, that's right, the interest that these bankers carry. I any way that you look at this, Steve, these people can't get their collective heads out of their socialist backsides.
You know, John, they're creating the dependence. That's what welfare is, creating dependence. And they can't seem to get away from that. You know, I find a lot of satisfaction when I set goals and I achieve my goals. And most people, I think, believe that if you work hard and you're successful, it's a nice, satisfying feeling to know that you accomplished something, and it builds self-esteem. And, well, these people that are dependent upon welfare and generation after generation, they don't know that feeling because it's always been handed to them, given to them, and free, of course, but actually there's no such thing as free. Somebody must pay for it. And you're right. You're looking at future generations who are going to be paying for all this free stuff, which had me thinking. I was listening to some talk radio running around town today, and you've mentioned that you've used this little analogy before, the slow boil on the frog, you know, gradual, slow, throw the frog in there and turn the heat up, and don't do it too fast because that's going to kill him fast, but you gradually get him used to that slow boil. And the question I have to you and anybody else would be, I think I figured it out how the Democrats want to bring on socialism. It's the slow boil, the frog in the water with slow boil. Because if they go too drastically, what's going to happen is these people who have been promised all this free stuff are going to say, I didn't get the free stuff. And so then they're going to basically leave the Democratic Party altogether. So the gradual giving of a little bit of services here and there. But again, the bottom line is there is no free ride. Somebody must pay for it. Who's going to pay for it? Our children's children's children. And will they get the satisfaction of actually doing for themselves and get self-esteem? No. They're always going to be dependent upon somebody giving them something for free. And we just continue the problem.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If you were given $100 trillion over a period of time to take care of your infrastructure, your inner cities, to make sure that the schools were up to standard, to make sure that the parents were participating in the child's education by at least making sure that they get to class, And then the teacher being having the ability to maintain order in that class in order to teach the children that wanted to learn, give them an opportunity to graduate. Now, that doesn't seem to be real hard. You and I, we had to do that. Many millions of other Americans have done that. And just what you said earlier, what it does is it builds character, it builds esteem. It also tells you what your strong points and what your weaker points are. You know, if your weaker points in life are necessary to have strong points, well, make it a point to sharpen up your little pencil and don't be a dullard and get better at it. So the fundamentals of reading, writing, and arithmetic, even at an eighth grade level, is non-existent in this country. Steve, we had the New Deal. We had Franklin Delano, I Really Am a Communist, Roosevelt. And then we had the second part of the New Deal some 30 years later through Lyndon Baines Johnson. And then we had the civil rights stuff and all that other stuff. And then we had monumental giveaways. There has been $100 trillion given to these needy people since the days of LBJ, and they haven't built anything but a prison for themselves.
Yes.
And a worsening living condition. How and why is that? And does not Kamala Harris, has she been off the planet? She doesn't know things like this. She doesn't understand human nature. That a person that has been used to just panhandling, that's like going out to a panhandler on the street and going, why are you panhandling? Wash your clothes, shave your face, take a shower, and go get a job. At least a place that has an address so you can receive your welfare checks. Something.
Yeah.
$100 trillion.
Yeah, my father would tell you, he used to say this all the time, they're never accountable. They're never accountable for their failures. They just push on to a new socialistic program. They're never accountable. If you ask them about what is your welfare system, what is it accomplished? Are these people out of poverty? Or are they still in poverty? And how many years have you been doing this? How many decades have you been doing this? You're teaching generation after generation to be on the dole system. And where do you stand on this? It's an absolute failure. So you continue to throw money in the pit on something that's not going to work. It's never going to work. This is the money pit. What did Einstein say? Continue doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. This is not going to work. Welfare leads to welfare and more dependence and more welfare. It is an absolute failure. It's time to end it. It's time to make people responsible and accountable. And when they earn their own money and they succeed, they will find great fulfillment and satisfaction.
Bingo, you said it. The problem is that it's almost like they're being prevented by doing the self-reliance routine. And admittedly, with a proverbial carrot hanging out there, okay, you do this, and you get a little bit closer to that carrot, and you do that, and you get a little bit closer to that, and one of these days you're going to be able to bite that carrot and chew it for yourself. Wow. We all have to do it. But there's always reasons and excuses given. Oh, well, it's just, you know, we don't know. We need more money. That's it. Yeah, we need more taxes. We need more government programs. We need. No, we don't. Hold the people, everybody in this country, to the same standards, and you're going to see something magically happen. The people that have met that standard will turn and look over their shoulder for those that are trying. Once they realize that there's a problem, and I've been going about this the whole wrong way, once the people that know this look over their shoulder, they'll be able to reach back and say, okay, come on. I know where you're trying to go. I'll be able to help. They're giving us nothing to help anybody with. The only thing we're getting is hatred, people fueling the hatred between white and black. And by the way, where's all these God-loving inner-city preachers? Where are you guys? Why aren't you in the neighborhood? Why aren't you talking to the parents? Why aren't you going grabbing that young buck by his dreadlocks and say, come here, boy, I need to talk to you. Where are you, you Christian preachers, you damn hypocrites? Where are you? It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Steve Elkins is riding shotgun. On the Pony Express here today.
Yep.
Hmm.
Hoosierland. Hoosierland.
Hoosierland is it, anyhow? I don't know.
You know what Hoosier means, don't you?
I have no clue.
It means backwoodsman. Evidently, there was a lot of loggers up here, a lot of Paul Bunyans up here chopping down trees and stuff. Backwoodsman.
Oh. Well, yeah. Thank you for that
trivia there.
Bit of trivia.
Little trivia.
Can you find fault with anything that I just said in my little mini rant?
No, not at all. Not at all. I've been saying this for a while. Where are the preachers? You're right. Where are the preachers? Well, we know that the IRS was weaponized to go after those who questioned Obama. And I guess that still stings a little bit because they're still silent, way too silent. And we know that the 501c3 now has been waived pretty much for political speech or opposition. So I don't know why they're still very silent. They're not challenging things they should be challenging, and very silent. They're basically going along with the war hawks, and that bothers me quite a bit. Used to be that, of course, we always looked at people of peace and people of God of being very peaceful people. They don't want war. And so where are those people saying, hey, what's happening here? All these illegal wars and we're here when we're not supposed to be, and they're silent. They're very silent. I'm bothered by that.
You know, I think these black inner city preachers, you know, it's a heck of a business to get into selling Jesus, you know. It can be profitable, but they've noticed something that, well, they have less and less parishioners in their churches in the inner cities. Hello? Wasn't it part of the good shepherd of the church to help build that community and keep it together? Do you think everybody that went to a church in the inner cities was just there to give glory to God? Well, that was part of it, but it was part of the camaraderie. It was part of being part of something, being able to help and understand each other on a level that did not, let me repeat, did not require the federal government. And I'm watching these guys. You know, they think that they put on the moniker of I'm Jesus, I'm for Jesus, that it somehow, it's a Teflon shield against any criticisms for what your failure is as a pastor or a preacher in your own church. You know, this is more about community. It's about bringing people together. Where are you guys? You're MIA. You're missing in action.
You know, John, in past, I agree with you, the churches had a much different role. They were building communities, working together, all kind of like a network, a family. Today, churches have become what? Institutions to give handouts, food, clothing to the poor.
Let me interject this. Okay. Every church would have a bake sale. And you would actually feel kind of guilty if you didn't get down to that church and buy a little goodie that somebody else baked, because you knew that the money went for a good cause.
Agree.
You know, I mean, there was a time in this country, folks, that there wasn't any federal handouts. And guess what the hub and the strengths of the communities were? The churches. So they walked away from God, Jesus, anything else. And they're out there bumping around like some eternal pinball in God's pinball machine, claiming that they don't know what's wrong. What? Oh, we need a shut the hell up day.
Shut the hell up day, like that.
God. Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Yeah, John, since you're a, you know, you generally come out to defend capitalism, when are some of these capitalist oligarchs going to cut you a big check for being a good servant to capitalism? Is that going to happen?
I'm not looking for it to happen, and I think it's a stupid-ass question. Anything else, Paul?
I don't think it's a good question, because you guys, I mean, you're being faithful capitalists, and you badmouth socialism.
Well,
on your show.
Yeah, and if you love socialism so much, why don't you go listen to a socialist? Because you know I'm not.
And, well, I believe in a hybrid. I've said that on your show, that there should be a mix. We should have what worked for us under the Republican Dwight D. Eisenhower, and have nice graduated income taxes going up to 90% back then for those who made over $400,000 a year. And I think.
So you want me to give away 90% of my wealth if I make more than $400,000 because somebody else has a need? Have you lost your frickin' mind?
No, actually, if you give me a chance and not insult me, I'll respond.
No, you already have insulted me by calling in and suggesting a hybrid to socialism, and we're against capitalism. And you've heard me say this 150,000 times. I'm not into ist or isms or anything like this. You keep calling this a capitalist system. Okay, it requires capital to work, but you're on the side of the aisle that thinks that money is a bad thing. I also will add an addendum to that. If it's not string-free and interest-free, it is bad, and that is your capitalist system. That is bad, and it should have never been. I'll let you respond to a little bit of common sense, Paul, after this bottom-of-the-hour break. I want to fight today. How about you, Stevie?
Yeah, I'm in on this.
All right.
Got it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16
tons. All right,
tons.
We're back. What do you get? All right, Paul, you have the floor.
Well, John, before the break, I had mentioned about Eisenhower. And he was a Republican, and he liked the law. It existed under his full 8 years. And that was, as I said, if you made $400,000 in a year, everything above that is taxed at a 90%. And I agree with laws like that today. Of course, we'd have to, you know, rate that with inflation up to maybe $5 or $10 million. But after an American citizen might make over $10 million in a year, everything over $10 million, gets taxed at 10% or at 90%. I think that would be a fantastic law to.
So Paul, you're okay with Paul, you're okay with penalizing people for being successful, and you think that's okay to do that?
It's
no,
not,
you are. If you're giving 90% beyond a certain point, you're penalizing for being successful.
No, it's not penalizing. That's the way you see it. I see it as controlling the nascent, listen to me, oligarchy.
We're listening and laughing. It's funny. Go ahead. Keep going.
Go ahead. As the article from Martin Gillens and Benjamin L. Page has proven, the United States is run by an oligarchy. Now, we have a bunch of billionaire creeps that you've complained about, like George Soros, who can buy elections – and rig the system against the working class majority.
Oh, but you're not that kind of socialist. You're not the George Soros kind. You're the good kind of socialist, right?
Well, if we knock all of these oligarchs down some pegs and restrict their power, and that's what this is all about. They're the ones that are out of hand. Those are the ones bringing in the hordes of third world migrants into the United States to push down wages. They're the ones that paid off, let's see, our congressmen to pass Obamacare, which tripled interest rates and their shareholders and the earnings and stock prices of healthcare companies in that rigged capitalist system, fellas.
Paul, do you actually believe that the politicians, the attorney politicians, are going to change the tax code on the people that they're working with and they're feeding and they're taking kickbacks from? You actually believe the Congress is going to tax these people at this rate? You actually believe that's possible?
Well, it did happen during World War II, didn't it? And it continued up until about the early 70s when they changed those tax laws and the graduated income tax. And the graduated income tax is a great way. Like I said, it's the elite who are the problem. And to think that we shouldn't restrict them from, first of all, them putting out their global warming.
You must have missed the program that I did with this gentleman that really researched and did his due diligence and spent tens of thousands of hours looking at situations and coming up. Evidently, you missed that program. I had him on last week for 90 minutes.
I probably did.
Yes, you did. Why don't you go into
the archives
and listen to it? Here's the problem. You even said it yourself. Well, during the Eisenhower days, anything over $400,000, they would tax you at 90%. But today,
above
it's probably
400,000.
Hold on.
Above the 400,000 gets taxed at 90%. The lower.
Wait a minute! I just echoed what you'd already said. I am using this example as a point. I don't need you to reinforce it. I already heard the idiocy. It's stuck in my head probably for the rest of the day.
Well, you got it wrong the first time. I just make sure you don't want to get it wrong like you did the first time. But go ahead.
Oh, boy, you're such a smart ass, aren't you? You really pride yourself with going after people and thinking that you've got. You know what you need to do? You need to hook up with Caitlin Johnson out of Australia. You need to really get next to her, because I read her bio. I'd read some of her articles. I even posted some of them. But you know what? She's kind of like you. She says, you know, really at heart, I'm a socialist. And the idea that socialism is such a good idea, just as this banker-controlled government capitalist system. You just mentioned it yourself. During the Eisenhower days, 400,000. Well, today it'd probably be more like 4 million. And anything after 4 million, you'd be taxed at 90%. We don't have an honest money system. In order for this system of government to function, everything has to be equal. And you're just glossing over and heading headlong into, well, here's our problems. Let's do this, this, and this as a Band-Aid, rather than going back to what we know works. I'm just thoroughly amazed with you, Paul. You used to be a pretty good caller, and I don't know who and where and what chat rooms you've been visiting, or who you've been staying with, or who's been plummeling. You used to be a pretty decent caller, but you've gone off the rails.
Paul, you called into my show. Paul, you called into my show wanting the free socialized health care for all. And I just made it. My mom and I were talking about this today, and we live in a small community here where my mom is, about 8,000 people. Now, I made the example, if we looked at socialism and all the free health care for all, let's just use this as an example here. The Kroger down the street, which is a good-sized Kroger, and we just opened the floodgates and said, by the way, everybody living in this small town of 8,000, everything on the shelf is free. 8,000 people lined up going into the Kroger, and now place that scenario as a hospital, and then try to triage people going in who need to be seen first, who have the most urgent need to be seen by a physician. And first of all, the second thing, the hospital is way too small. It can't possibly handle the load of people because it doesn't have the space, doesn't have the parking, doesn't have the beds, it doesn't have the doctors, it doesn't have the nurses, it doesn't have the technicians. You're talking about socialism. It is a failure. It is a failure across the globe, Paul. It is an absolute failure. And your Your idea of taxing somebody for being successful is amazing. Now, let me ask you something. Are you employed? Are you working?
Yes.
Okay. Are you successful in your job?
I'm pre-retirement, and I'm sitting on about $1 million, so I'm okay.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Whoa, Steve, wait a minute. Hold that thought, Steve. Okay. Here's another rich guy trying to fix the ills of the poor people in this country. Where have we seen this before?
Well, let's take your $400,000. Anything more than your $400,000, let's tack that. Tax the $600,000 you have sitting in the bank right now at 90%. Are you okay with that, Paul? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with taking that? We'll take 90% of your $600,000. Is that okay with you?
Listening to what I said about Eisenhower. It was over $400,000.
I don't care about Eisenhower. I'm saying you as an example right now.
So over $400,000 in several years.
Pot him
no,
down.
He's just going to repeat himself because that's the only depth of knowledge he's practiced at. And you get him outside of that box, Steve, he's going to fall apart. He's going to fold like a cheap suit.
He's okay with $600,000 in his bank right now. We'll just take 90% of the $600,000 and redistribute it. You're okay with that, Paul? Are you okay with that?
I said taxing earnings. And now let me say something about health care.
Oh, so you didn't earn that money? You stole it? Is that the idea?
Well, I worked for that over decades, and I was very thrifty, all right?
Uh-huh.
So here, let me say this, though, concerning health care. Remember, don't you badmouth the socialist medicine when the United States pays about 2.5 times more per person than Italians do, and we have less quality health care.
No kidding, Paul. Gee whiz.
And is that so?
No kidding, Paul. No kidding, Paul. But you don't pull him down. Look, you moron. I've had about enough of you. You're out of here. Bye-bye. It's senseless to keep talking to this guy. Jeez, Steve.
Socialism is such a great success.
He's an unmitigated moron, and this is what's disturbing. He went from a pretty clear-thinking individual headlong into socialism, and he comes up with all these fat little juicy justifications as why he wants to be a tyrant over you and your earnings and what he can take. When you brought up, hey, you know, I'm going to touch your $1 million, that's why I asked him, did you steal it or did you earn it? Well, I've been very frugal. Really? The government is not frugal when it gives away money to people that don't deserve it. That's right. He's a moron. If he listens to this network, we break down the major problems that we're facing and we give you the clue and the information as to how and why it started. He just went on the fast track to, I want to be a stupid socialist.
Well, the welfare system is micro-socialism. Micro-socialism, it is an absolute failure. Paul, can you tell us where all that money going to welfare to helping people.
Oh, please don't make him call back in, please.
No, I'm not, but I'm wanting to think about this because it is. Welfare is micro-socialism. It didn't work. It didn't succeed in pulling people out of the gutter and making them better, have a better living situation. It didn't work. It's an absolute failure. So he wants to broaden the spectrum of making socialism give this away free, give this free, this free. It doesn't work. You create dependence, Paul. You create dependence with giving away free.
He doesn't. Like I said, I've got no problem with calling this character out because he's got a history on this network, specifically on this show. People, you remember, he's calling in for a number of years. Now, all of a sudden, he's flipped, and he's all pro-socialist. And he wants to put a Band-Aid on, oh, poor people that don't have this, and socialized medicine can work, and look at the Italian system. He doesn't even realize how this system got broke, and it didn't need to be, and it can be returned to a system of health care in this country that's competitive, it's cost-effective. I don't know. Steve, geez.
Well, he erases accountability. And responsibility from the person. There's no more accountability and responsibility. With socialism, there is no reason to be accountable and responsible, John, because the safety net is there. Of socialism, you'll get it for free. Don't worry about it. If you got money in your hand, it burns a hole in your hand. Go ahead and spend it. Don't worry. Somebody's going to be there to take care of you. That's socialism. That's what brings, what socialism brings, irresponsibility.
I am just astounded. And folks, you know, hey, I have no guilty feelings about jumping on this guy because he's flipped. He's flipped out, but you're not going to waste my time with specious arguments. And you don't want to accept the answers that we give. You just want to keep reiterating what you've already said. And you will not acknowledge. I mean, and that's fine. Go get with your circle of people. Hang on to that $1 million you got in the bank, because one of these days you're going to wake up and the people that issued that currency going, oh, no, 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 no. You were then under the assumption that was your money? No, that was our money. And we're now doing a bail-in to pay for the socialist programs that you're promoting, you moron. Holy mackerel. Steve, I'm so angry, I'm about ready to rip this microphone off its stand.
Well, what I would say to Paul is, Paul, go to your nearest soup kitchen and donate some time there and stay there for a period of time, let's say a couple years, and see your clientele come and go for the next 10 years, the same people that you are helping, you are not helping. Your socialism is a failure. You'll keep these people dependent, and they'll never do anything for themselves. Go donate some time in a soup kitchen. Do that for a couple of years. You'll get to know these people really well, because they'll never leave the food line.
You know, he's sitting very comfortably, Steve. He's got his $1 million in the bank. I've been doing this for 27 years. I've never been able to put anything in the bank trying to save stupid people like himself from himself. Go screw yourself. How's that? You think I'm angry today? I'm more than angry. I'm angry at the stupidity. And if you want to make stupid comments like you've been making, go make them someplace else. I don't have the time nor the patience to listen to them from a joker like you. God almighty. Robert in California.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm almost afraid to ask that question.
Ask what question?
How you doing? Especially after that last caller. Oh,
well, then you already know that you shouldn't ask the question. Just get on with the point of your call, Robert.
Yeah, I know. It's a muscle memory response. Hey, you know, before I say anything at all, I'm not coming from anything from a Republican perspective or a liberal perspective. I'm not into any of the politic bull stuff.
Good.
But, well, I just simply look at the news. I look at what my enemy is saying. I look at what my friends are saying. I try to differentiate between them, and I try to gain a clear perspective. You've heard from me a few times in the past. Sometimes you liked what I had to say, and sometimes you didn't. I hope I never wind up being treated like the guy on that last phone call, but he deserves it.
Only if you're a big idiot as he is, Robert. Only if you're a big moron.
Oh, no, that guy put his idiot on his shirt sleeve. That was great.
Well, I'm...
No, yeah. Well, let me get on to the meat of what I was calling about. Now, we're talking about the fiscal realities of our country, what we're going through right now, what mm-hmm. the elections might mean, mm-hmm. how it all fits together. Mm-hmm. And I don't see anybody really looking at the big picture. I mean, everybody's, you know, they're getting lost in the weeds talking about all these little details of each thing, and nobody's putting the whole picture together.
You took the words right out of, you must have been inside my head this morning, because I had that exact same thought. I was watching The Five on Fox News. You want to talk about a total waste of anybody's time. Sitting there lounging around.
If Dan Bongino weren't part of it, I wouldn't have even listened.
I don't even know who the hell is, and I don't even care. But the thought occurred to me this morning that here they are doing the little cat scratching. Well, this Republican said this, and this is what this Democrat tweeted out, and this is how the Republican responded. Well, what do you think about that? What's your opinion about our opinion? And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you're wasting valuable, very expensive airtime to sit there and prattle about absolutely nothing. They were prattling about politics. The smaller minutiae of politics and having a grand old time and think that they're being cute and funny and making their audience laugh. I just sat there eyeballing the Guttner or Gutfeld or whatever the hell his name is. The liar, for the liar and thief, she used to be the press secretary for George Bush. I'm sitting there watching a retread from PBS. I'm sitting there watching these people that wouldn't know their backside from a hole in the ground, sitting there getting giddy-ha-has, making jokes about politicians and politics, and wasting time.
No, that's great. You're talking about Greg Gutfeld. I've got a new term for the whole thing. I call it the Hegelian diuretic.
Hmm. Not bad.
I mean, it's all gone runny by now, man. I mean, they're spilling out every pore. It's horrible.
All right. I'll give you a little time on the other side of this break for the rest of your point. 800-313-9443. You know, I don't know what you slipped in my coffee over the weekend, Steve, but I am an angry man on this Monday. I'm tired of the stupidity. I'm tired of the useless rhetoric. I'm just tired.
No reason to get excited.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Steve, during the break, a woman called in and said, well, this is disgusting, arguing like this. So
Well, we're just talking in a loud tone.
I am fed of the time wasters. I am fed up with people that think that I should be subjected to idiocy and call that a conversation with somebody that doesn't want to listen. I know this. I heard the guy's points. We commented on the points. We tried to give him the reasons why his points were pointless, Oblio, in the forest. But yet we got, oh, well, what you did was really disgusting. Okay.
Is that all she said? That's it?
Was that all she said? Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Doesn't get it. She doesn't get it either.
Well, evidently not. And, you know, I said to Mike, I said, she didn't want to come on air? No. I would love just to unload another 16 shells on another idiot. Not saying she was, but if your points are defensible, I want to hear them.
Yeah.
But the point is that they're not. You know, Robert, go ahead and finish out your points there, sir.
Oh, well, I'm kind of reserved. I want to see if you want to unload your 16 shells on me first. No, God, actually, I love your radio show. I love what you guys are trying to do here. You know, I really respect it, and I hope you guys get enough donations to pay the darn internet bill. I know things have been rough lately. But, you know, when it really comes down to the whole politics thing, I'm so caught off guard over this past decade. I mean, I'm 54 years old, and I've been looking at things for a little while now. Well, since my early 20s, I've been pretty interested in politics. And, you know, I can say one thing for sure is I've never accepted food stamps, and I've been so dirt broke a few times. There's been a wide spats of ramen with a couple of beef jerkies here and there thrown into it to make sure I got by. But yeah. You know what I never did was beg off my government. You know why? Because I didn't want to trade my security for a false sense of self-sufficiency.
There you go. And Robert, we will leave it on that note. Truer words were never spoken.
Sir.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy, you have a great day.
All right. What can you say about that? Man spoke truth.
Yep. No problem with that. No, I wish she would have said something. I wish she would have come on and made her pitch for socialism. It's a failure, and I don't know why. If anybody out there can point to where, what country has socialism and they have such a high success rate and that people's quality of life is so high, well, show me where it is. I don't know where socialism is a success anywhere in this world.
It is not, and it's never been.
Right.
And that's why I was so, I think her name is Caitlin Johnstone, Stone, from Australia. And I was doing some background research on the web, and I ran across one of her stories, and I clicked on the click here to find out who I am. Holy mackerel. She's a stay-at-home mom, and her mission is to solve the problems of the world coming from a socialist position. And I thought, you know what? That's all I needed to know. Now I understand where you're coming from. And the first part of her Who Am I column, she pretty much said that, you know, I have some avant-garde ideas, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, this sounds pretty good so far, until the last sentence of her little thing that says, I'm leaning towards socialist. I guess I'm a socialist. Well, I'm certainly glad you're in Australia. And Caitlin Johnstone, I'll never post another one of your stories now that I know who and what you actually believe.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.